see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle. The lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a rumbling in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer. Are the trumpets getting ready to blow? There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. The prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book.
Welcome to the Watchman for Jesus program show today. My name is Thomas Gambell. I am the host for the show today. We live today, January 29th, 2015. I am live. I'm back. And welcome to this program for the next 2 hours. I'm going to take up where I left off this past day or two. And I'm going to talk about what they're doing to your children. You might be interested. You might not. Are you not interested in what's happening to your kids? Well, if you're not, I don't know what to tell you. It goes way back. It goes back when us as baby boomers were young. No, it goes back further than that. Step by step, inch by inch, I'm going to tell you what they're doing to your children today. There are things you can do about it. And to a certain extent, not even leave your house. But it involves talking to your children. And you're tired watching a football game or Dancing with the Stars or something. You can say, son, daughter, come over here. Just curious, how was your day today? Blah, 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 you know, whatever. So what did they teach you today at school? What's something really stuck in your mind today? And you have a agenda. There's questions to ask them. And I covered this in the last broadcast to find out. And then you say they taught you what? That you went where to do what? Okay. Interesting. And then you make sure you jot that down in your parent's logbook. And then you call up another parent that you know very well and say, did you know that? Y'all like rumors, right? Gossip? Well, now put it to use. Put your gossiping to use. Make it worth something instead of just yak, 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 yak. And then another parent will say, no, I didn't know that. Yeah, and then call another one up, another one, and start a firestorm. And when you go to the parent-teacher's meeting or whatever it is, you say, when it says, okay, any questions? Oh, you rub your hands together. Oh, yeah, I have a whole bunch. Because you already got it set. 5-6 parents in there already on your side. And then you blast them to both barrels. And that's where it starts. Then letters to your congressman. 5, 6, 7, 8, 10, 15 of you. Then you just keep her going, man. And you change the curriculum for this humanist that's invaded your schools. Oh, since John Dewey was father of American education. A humanist, no less. Making John Dewey, father of American education, or Paul Rykoff, the leader of the anti-suicide effort by the Council of Foreign Relations to stop suicides of military personnel, is like having, or Charlton Heston, NRA, or other members of the Tea Party at the high level that work for the Illuminati, work for Freemasonry, or for the Council of Foreign Relations, is like, well, let's see. It's the same thing as saying, you know that cow that says eat more chicken? It's like the chickens hiring the cow to say eat more cow. And they hire the cow to lead the effort. Same thing. And you think that cow is going to speed up that effort? No, he's going to sabotage it. And those are some dumb chickens. They can't tell the difference between a chicken and a cow. Same thing. You're hiring those against you to lead you. You're hiring, you're following those against you to lead you. Who are under blood oaths of Freemasonry, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars cannot be trusted. Any judge, lawyer, as a Freemason, under a blood oath to lie, is not very good. He's good at what he does, but he's not on your side. You Marines out there, lieutenants, majors, captains, colonels that are not secret society members, I don't care if he's your best friend and you went through basic school with him. If he's a Freemason, a Rhodes Scholar, Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, he's no longer the one you knew back in college or in TBS or Command Staff College. He is different today. Like General Boykin, Wesley Clark, they cannot be trusted as patriots, absolutely, teetotally not. Rick Warren, Rick Joyner, they're not Christians whatsoever. Christians follow the Word of God, King James Bible. They don't come up with Chrislam. They don't beat bongo drums in their church services. Rick Joyner does. I've been to it 3 days. I didn't know what I was getting myself into about 7 years ago. I closed my eyes and I thought, darn, I'm still back in the Congo. I was there back in 2007 and 8, and I said, I'm back in the Congo. Those drums draw demonic entities to that service. Absolutely does. And they know that. Kundalini. I'm not making friends today, and I don't intend on it. I'm trying to give you the truth. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and I told you, every broadcast, when I hit it, I'm going to hit it 100%. And this is the same thing in England, Scandinavia, Russia, China, Ukraine. I don't care where you're at. It don't matter. The leaders of every single country, Canada, Mexico, it don't matter, is not on your side. They're on the side of the secret societies, pretending to be on your side. Every single one. And once it's not, and try to do the right thing, well, they got a little thing called assassinated, or revolution. Happens within the country to replace it with a puppet that belongs to the Rothschilds, belongs to the Vatican, belongs to the Roman Illuminati, not Jews. Roman, Italian, German. Who's controlled by supernatural beings called the fallen angels. You know, I know some of you say, oh, this has gone too far. And I don't care if it has because it's the truth. And if you don't believe it, guess what? The kings and queens of this world and your presidents, they do. So you can not believe it all you want. You can click your heels three times. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. I don't believe it. But they say I do. And they wear the robes like Buchanan, Billy Bob Clinton, Carter, all the rest of them. They wear the robes with the satanic looking things around their heads and all that nonsense. That's what they do. This is the dark history, the dark secret of all governments. Especially the kings and queens of every single country, the royalties or bloodline. The Illuminati, traced back to the pharaohs of Egypt, hybrids, owned by the fallen angels, controlled by the fallen angels, through councils, committees, agendas, objectives. Actually, seven areas, to be exact, called Ashram Rays. Politics, religion, finance, philosophy, education, the arts, couple others. Today I'm going to talk about education. Just one of the seven. Every one I could take, the science, that was the seventh one, in science, all sciences. It is. I've got this all documented. Oh, please challenge it. I wish you would. I wish you would. Because I will load you down. It's because it's research I've dedicated my life to, which anybody can do if you just take the darn time. Family, to find the evil, to bring out the good, so the good will win. And Jesus Christ is the only one that's in lead. And only through him. A human being can never take on a supernatural being. It's not going to happen. You need the Holy Spirit on your side. It is a supernatural war. Principalities, powers of darkness, are what rules this world for now. As allowed by God. It will end. But right now, it's allowed to flourish. To placate them into thinking they're winning. While it's ferreting out those who love Jesus and those who do not. Those who just walk the thin line, straddle the fence. Versus those that's on one side or the other. There's only one side. There's no straddling. You might as well be on the other side. Because it's coming to a head. And God has told you the signs. It's in the Bible. And they are happening. Are we in the first seal yet? No, we're not. But we're darn close. We're close. Very close. I'm dedicated to broadcast. I said my piece. Now I got a big piece to spill. The rest of the 2 hours and 50 minutes, 1 hour and 50 minutes. Lord, we come today before you in prayer, and we pray to you in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, dedicate this program, Father, to your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, forgive us of our sins. Forgive me of my sins, Lord. Remind me of those that I maybe have forgotten. What may be holding me back, Lord, to remind me of those. Grant me patience. Lord, you hear the prayers of everyone else. Lord, you hear the prayers of us all. Father, we sometimes don't establish a personal relationship with you. Sometimes we depend on other humans, other religions. But Father, we need that personal relationship through the Holy Spirit between us. And Father, to touch the hearts of those that's been misled and deceived, which all of us have. But Lord, to become born again through divine appointments set up to spread the true word to those seeking. The Father, the sheep and the goats will be split. The wheat and the tares will be split. Father, we know that period is already happening. And Lord, the death is what separates us from this earth, but the destination is eternal. It ends up immediately in heaven or hell. Heaven through Jesus, hell through not. Father, we pray that you give us opportunities to meet those that are teetering, to strengthen our own faith, Lord, to guide us, that if we fall away, to convict us, to give us that chastisement. And Father, that infirmity that we might need to humble us. Father, this we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for the King James Bible, your true word of God. We know, Father, it's being attacked. We know that there's counterfeits. We know that there's false Bibles in the hundreds. Father, guide them that seek it to the truth with wisdom, discernment coming from the Holy Spirit. Father, we pray for an awakening in those countries of those leaders, military leaders, industry leaders, religious leaders, Lord, that they'll be turned around and use their influence, not for Satan, but, Father, to expose the satanic realm within the organizations. We pray, Father, for the rendering of null and void of these psychotropic drugs being given to our children. This false ADHD that's being diagnosed. The psychotropic drugs being given to our veterans when they return. That's infecting their minds. Father, to clear up the cancers that's being caused by design. Father, we pray we need help in a supernatural way. And to work through those that are righteous, Lord, to bring the truth out. My Father, we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. And thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us of our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know the purpose of philosophy, an absolutely worthless course? Logic, I had that course in college, and philosophy is worthless, totally worthless. You can cover 3-4 chapters, whatever, it's like, what? And almost any answer you give is right. Well, that's humanism, right smack dab in your face. It's a do-nothing course. Philosophy was created to corrupt religion. Religion was created by the Vatican, by Nimrod, the ancient mystery schools of religion, which is an undercurrent of Roman Catholicism, 325 AD, to the Council of Trent. Yeah. To subjugate Christians, which are not involved in Christianity. Christianity was created to control Christians, like the NRA was created by the Freemasons to control those who wanted gun control, or wanted to have guns, Second Amendment. So let's slow them down. They create the organizations using their own trained leaders to slow you down, pretending to be on your side, like Paul Rykoff. What a fraud. He's a member of the Council of Foreign Relations. He is a member of the Illuminati. They're not making any headway. Yeah, no kidding. Well, duh, as they say, in 6 years. Well, no kidding. When you come up with idiotic solutions like a nose spray to reduce depression, to reduce suicides. You got to be kidding me. After they're causing the suicides by design to kill off our veterans, going back to Korea and Agent Orange, booby traps. And you know, today, between 1975, I believe, to about 2012, 100,000 veterans from Vietnam have committed suicide. 68,000 died from in Vietnam, thereabouts. Half of those were because of booby traps. Booby traps. Detonator was glycerol. Glycerol came from Soviet Russia, from a glycerol factory that Soviet Russia had in 1966-67. Well, I have evidence that the glycerol factory specifications to build one came from our industry in America. Anthony Sutton talks about it. And the same thing, Second World War, IG Farben. If you didn't have Wall Street, you would not have had Hitler. Absolutely. Because Hitler and the Nazi movement was fully financed by IG Farben chemical cartel. IG Farben chemical cartel, which is also part of the chemicals going on today, was a front for Wall Street. And guess what? Yeah, World War One too. The Bolshevik Revolution. And did you know that the Rockefellers in World War One made $200 million? $200 million. Man, I run out of toes. I only got 20 toes, 10 toes and 10 fingers. I run out of counting after that. That ticks me off bad. This is all about secret societies. Now, they've come into your education. Well, I'm just talking. See, every bit of this is connected. Everything is connected. It's time to assault back. I'm not talking about revolution. That plays right into their hands. I'm talking about things you can do. Nonviolence. Why do you think they killed Martin Luther King and JFK, Bobby Kennedy, and even Malcolm X? Because they wouldn't be violent. Yeah. Martin Luther King was bringing people together. He wasn't supposed to do that. Malcolm X was supposed to use the Muslim Wahhabi form of Islam and the blacks to mix in with the Black Panthers to go against the KKK and to have a chaos. Our Illuminati trying to speed things up a bit. Connected with that was USS Liberty being trying to be sunk by the fake Jews. They tried to sink our own ship. They would kill an American in a heartbeat. They wouldn't hesitate. Matter of fact, I wouldn't put it past Mossad being out there killing and shooting our troops as snipers, blaming it on the Arabs. Arabs are doing it too. But they're trained by Mossad and trained by CIA, trained by MI5, MI6, ISI, Iranian intelligence. They all work together. All of them work together. I got evidence of that also, going all the way back to Afghanistan, 1970s. I got reports on that. Education. I'm getting better not going down the little rabbit trails that I go down every now and then. What I'm trying to do is show you how this is so deeply connected. Everything is. The same people control of it. Now, I told you about Rockefellers in the war. Well, the Rockefellers also control your education. And always have. The Rockefellers are the outer portico of the real Illuminati. See, the Illuminati, Italian and German, they intermish with other families that are wealthy. And they create hybrids. They create a hybrid, incest or whatever, and they have a daughter that marries a son. That family is now connected to the Illuminati, although not fully bloodline. And then from then on, that family, like Disney, Vanderbilt, all these guys, because they got family members marrying, are now inextricably connected to Illuminati. and they will be forever. And that's how it really works. Now, counting, taking the DNA sperm sample from around 10 to 12 year olds of the Italian Illuminati, preserving it, and that one child, 10 to 12 years old, that's reached puberty, has got sperm samples that can be taken out, will father 20, 30 other children down the road that they'll monitor. Oh, it gets deep. And in other words, some of your basketball stars, movie stars, all come from one DNA, from one of the Italian Illuminati. For example, Madonna, Brad Pitt. Some of these are, that's why they're cousins. That's why the presidents are cousins. Now you see how it works? That's something they don't want you to know. Kevin Costner, a couple of black basketball players are cousins, half brothers. All kinds of mess going on. And they're put at the highest level in positions to manipulate the public in one way or another. They'll always be Freemasons. Now, education. So I'm showing you different parts of this to let you see just how vast it can get. Humanism and the public schools, that's how you control a population, is by the education. Especially when they want to start off at 4 years old or five. Right, the mother's matrix has ended. They take over. That's the plan all along. Education. And where does it start? First, you got to cut the umbilical cord. And when you were born, you came into a troubled land. In the Marine Corps, we call it a hot LZ. The minute you're born, man. The second you're born. I'm hungry. For 4 years, you're in the mother's matrix. But that mother's teaching and learn what she learned, and the father's teaching what he's learned, is going to pass on to you. 4 years, you'll learn how to speak whatever language, and you'll learn, you'll hear words, and 5 years old, you'll know some things. Well, after all, now's the time to tell you this. I mean, according to Dr. Chester M. Pierce, a medical doctor of Harvard, in 1973, he addressed in a formal presentation 2,000 teachers. You know what he said? In front of 2,000 witnesses? Like Adolf Hitler, standing in front of a statue of an auditorium full of people, a stadium? In front of 2,000 teachers, he said the following. In 1973 in Denver, Colorado. The teachers' meeting. The big one. He said, and I quote, "Every child in America entering school to age of five is mentally ill. Because he comes to school with certain allegiances toward our founding fathers, toward our elected officials, toward his parents, toward a belief in a supernatural being, toward the sovereignty of the nation as a separate entity. It is up to you teachers to make all these sick children well by creating the international children of the future." Unquote, word for word. Now that's a 1973. And family, I was in college in 1971, 72, 73, and whatever. 72, 73, 74, 75. I was in college that year. But it wasn't Harvard. It was Appalachian State. Now, if that Chester Pierce would have said that in Appalachian State, North Carolina, one thing he wouldn't want to say is, "I'm tarred." Because somebody would say, "Well, get the feathers." He wouldn't have made it outside of North Carolina. We didn't gobble them up like yesterday's meal. But it says it in Harvard, where the secret society members our children. He also said it in front of students in 1973. Now, wait a minute. Students of 1973 means it was still in Vietnam. Means in 1960s, 1970s, he was talking to baby boomers. He was talking to those that are going to lead other baby boomers. Those are baby boomers he's talking about. And see, baby boomers were born 1948, 1952, 53. Family, this was all planned out by Tavistock. Because you as baby boomers were taught. You were taught allegiances toward your founding fathers in history. You were taught allegiance toward elected officials. It's called response to authority, which will be found in Romans 13. Well, imagine that. You're taught allegiances toward elected officials. You're taught toward your parents, to respect your parents, or get your butt beat with a little strap or behind the... You'll get me a hickory stick. Oh, Paul, get ya hickory stick. Well, okay. You see, you're taught a belief in God, for the most part. You're taught, especially after the war, depression, people kind of go to God in those times, you know. You're taught the sovereignty of the nation. Stand up, put your hand over your heart, say the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, you stand up. If you don't, hey, you commie, or whoop your, get your hand on your, stand up, boy. I'll see you after this. You know, that's how it was back then. You call everybody a commie, it didn't do it. Our teachers, police, military were respected as institutions. So, to corrupt the education, well, that came from, how's a five-year-old have all this when he's born? It comes out of Mother Matrix. How's he learn that? Well, you see, that's how it works. They know that. So, they knew the time was coming in the 60s and 70s to stop it. They needed that to format World War I and World War II for volunteers, esprit de corps, patriotism, and all that stuff to fight the wars. Otherwise, you'd have apathy. Well, you sure didn't have that World War I and World War II. But Korea started it by design, Tavistock, behavioral think tank in England. It's been planned out since the 20s, 30s, and 40s, and then put into practice beginning in the 1950s to target you as baby boomers. And this wacko, Dr. Chester M. Pierce, who I wouldn't let operate on a peanut, told us to 2,000 teachers. 2,000 teachers! 2,000 teachers. That's in a small town in North Carolina. Would be 2,000 people. Nobody complained. Nobody said he needs to be working at McDonald's. Nobody said fire this sucker. He's a pagan. Nobody said a word. Like a little mouse at Christmas time. Not a word. Not a word. You know why? Here comes why. Because in the 1950s, Korea was planned to lose, thanks to the State Department, by design. Vietnam was planned to lose, and the anti-war demonstrators were hired to do that, just like Soros hired those to march in Ferguson, just like Soros hired those to march and occupy Wall Street. They're hired to march. They're hired to be rioters. They're paid money. They foment these riots everywhere. London, Germany, don't matter, not United, just especially United States. Okay, here we go. Here we go. So the 50s and 60s, we got to change now. So when a, here we go, watch this. How about this? When a football coach wins a football game and he wins the championship or whatever, what comes next? Oh, cold Gatorade, right? Psh, right over top of him. Now, don't you know that shocks the system? Okay, that's exactly what they did to you baby boomers. By design. By design. You know how they did it? The CIA evergreen. The CIA in the 50s and 60s started bringing drugs over. Now you need to medicate them. You already medicated about fluoride and fluorine. Bring it on over. Got to medicate the baby boomers, man. Bring it on over from South America. CIA airports were set up in the Southwest. Bush knows all about it. And the oil platforms were jump points. Arkansas, old Billy Bob Clinton knows all about that, too. It never stopped. So they set up the drug centers. They flooded the black communities with drugs, the white elite, drugs, the school system, drugs, and then blamed it on criminals. The criminals were CIA. Under this plan. Drugs. Number two. It's off the top of my head. Anti-war. Man, you didn't have anti-war in World War II. It was like kissing in the street when it was over. Yay! Ticker tape or whatever. Not Korea, not Vietnam. Why is that? It was orchestrated. To spit on them, baby killers. And this, now notice something here. Vietnam started with the children killing the troops. So you had to kill the kids. You had My Lai. This was orchestrated to get the troops high-level post-traumatic stress. They did this on purpose. And the Kent State. This was on purpose to get them used to shooting women and children, which would increase the post-traumatic stress. Now, World War II was different. Vietnam. You start hating children, hating kids, and that's passed on to your generation. And the next generation. This is carefully planned by social engineers. Drugs. Shoot women and children by design. Kent State was a test. To start breaking down the institutions. Education. Police. And all of a sudden, their own country turns against the citizens. That goes back to 1932 when Hoover had the bonus army was ran out of D.C. by bayonet by other veterans. Man, when are you all going to wake up, man? We fought each other in the Civil War. We went against each other in Bonus Army in D.C. in 1932. Huh? In a Bundy Ranch. What are y'all going to wake up? Man, I don't know. It borders on being stupid. I don't know what's going on. Well, I do know what's going on to try to get across people. So, the education got a heck of a shot in the arm. 1960-1970. So by 1973... your anti-war, pro-drugs, education system is humanism, and humanism and anti-religion, anti-God, God's dead. You know, all this thing was going on. You see, all this was going on. To disturb your education. So you will teach your children different than what your parents taught you, World War and World War II. And this is example right here by what Chester Pierce said, talking about a five-year-old is mentally ill when he comes to school. Yeah. Because he's taught the things against the Illuminati of what they set up all along. Edward Bernays, nephew of Sigmund Freud, coined the word fight for freedom because he had for the women light up for freedom. Freedom has always been that trigger to incite the population to be controlled by design. Germans don't give a hoot about Americans. Americans don't give a hoot about Germans. They over there, we stay over here. But when the leaders get together that are Freemasons or Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, and blah, 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 they cause us to fight each other. Do it every time. It always works. Oh, we have to fight the enemy. Education. So, now all that being said, the central part is, as I was getting ready to say, and I almost got on another track. They got to pull the kids away from the family after the umbilical cord is snipped and the child gets 4 or 5. We got you. Now, let's make the parents work. Put the mother in front of a TV tube, 1950s, and put in front of her soap operas. Make her work at home. And then soap operas, she gets tired of it. And let's educate the woman at home. The father, let's work his butt off. And make it look that way. The nuclear family works. But while it's working, they're working on your children in school. So, here's the point. It's a planned destruction of the family. You destroy the family, you destroy the country. Evidence. And education is how they do it. 8 hours a day, they got you. Had us. 8 hours a day. 5 days a week. 9 months out of the year. Well, the parents got you. Father works in the day. Mother works, does her thing. She's at home. That was proverbial nuclear family. Then she comes back. And it's, oh, hey, honey, how are you? And the father comes home. Baby, where's the dinner? You know, who talks to the children? What happened? What did they learn today? Here we go. Vietnam, anti-war. See how it works? This is planned out. Okay, here we go. Quote, destroy the family, as Lenin said, and you destroy society. Thereby, he merely repeated what Socrates, who was Illuminati, yeah, had said before, and what Friedrich Engels and Karl Marx put into words. Lenin set out to do just that, hoping that a new society with the state as the ultimate father would be constructed. Karl Marx and Lenin got their knowledge from Albert Pike, Manzini, Clinton Roosevelt, ancestor to FDR, back in the 1840s and 1850s. And where did they get their knowledge from? Adam Weishaupt, who created the World Revolutionary Plan, finished May the 1st, 1776. Started in 1772 as he was a Jesuit priest, funded by the Rothschilds. 1772. Took him 4 to 5 years to formulate this plan. Passed on to Manzini, Manzini to Albert Pike, and Clinton Roosevelt to teach humanism. The New World Order in steps and stages all the way back until today. And Lenin is a student. Karl Marx plagiarized the document to make his plan, gave it to Karl Marx to plagiarize also. Destroy the family, you destroy society. So they set out to destroy the family. How? By education. Same-sex marriage. All this destroyed the family. Drugs. Wicca. Man, you name it, they're using it. How will the family unit be destroyed? Well, Roxanne Dunbar. The demand alone will throw the whole ideology of the family into question. So women can begin establishing a community of work with each other and we can fight collectively. Women will feel freer to leave their husbands and become economically independent either through a job or welfare. That's the start. Education is thereby an attack on the children. And Tavistock pushes secular humanism. Good point. It is a good point. The nuclear family must be destroyed, and people must find better ways of living together, whatever its ultimate meaning. The breakup of families now is an objective revolutionary process. Families have supported oppression by separating people into small, isolated units, unable to join together to fight for common interest. Unquote. Functions of the Family by Linda Gordon. Women, a Journal of Liberation, 1969. So by feminism was created and funded by Rockefeller, orchestrated by the CIA, and they funded Gloria Steinem. Oh, yeah. It gets deeper and deeper and deeper. How this is so put together. Education. Sometimes I say that to keep myself back on track, you know, because I know a lot about this, only because I've researched it intensely. I'm not special, I just research a lot. And it's just mind-boggling. It's just amazing how it branches out. It's like a spider web. But it's all one web. Quote, Sisterhood is Powerful by Robin Morgan, 1970. We can't destroy the iniquities. Gosh. We can't destroy the iniquities between men and women until we destroy marriage. Family, how much more have I got to tell you? What have you got? What is it that you're holding back on? You got to know that this is orchestrated. It's working wonderfully, unfortunately. But we're told about that in the end times events. So you got the idea about feminism, same-sex marriage, all this is to destroy the family. Destroy the family, then you focus on the children. No longer they have that umbilical cord. That's how they've done it. And I've really, really summarized it. Humanism and the public schools. I've studied researchers on this, experts in the field. And I found some good information. I've got some good background in it from other researchers. In a Humanist magazine, John Dunphy, page 26 of Humanist magazine, 1983, says, and I quote, "A viable alternative to Christianity must be sought. That alternative is humanism. I am convinced that the battle for humankind's future must be waged and won in the public school classroom by teachers who correctly perceive their role as the proselytizers of a new faith, a religion of humanity that recognizes and respects the spark of what theologians call divinity in every human being. These teachers must embody the same selfless dedication to the most rabid fundamentalist preachers, for they will be ministers of another sort, utilizing a classroom instead of a pulpit to convey humanist values in whatever subject they teach, regardless of the educational level. The classroom must and will become an arena of conflict between the old and new, the rotting corpse of Christianity, together with all its adjutant evils and misery, and the new faith of humanism," unquote. That's 1983, 10 years after Chester Pierce said what he said. You think it's when it started? You think that's when it all began? Was just in the 70s and 80s? Now, some of this you'll hear repeated, and I ask those of my regular listeners to bear with me, because sometimes I don't know who's listening, and some people have heard this, some people have not. But also, even for regular listeners, sometimes I got to say something when I said before, because to put it in proper perspective. Because some people don't connect the dots. I spent my life connecting the dots. Now, that being said, 73, same thing. 83, same thing. And in 1930, same thing. John Dewey was a humanist. John Dewey was given the title of Father of American Public Education. He was the cow that the pigs hired, the chickens hired to go against those cows that wanted to say, eat more chicken. The chickens picked the cow as their spokesman, and that cow was John Dewey. So John Dewey was a humanist, was a father of American education. A big old cow. You know what he said? That secular humanism is an attempt to function as a civilized society, and the exclusion of God and his moral principles. During the last several decades, humanists have been very successful in propagating their beliefs. Their primary approach is to target the youth through the public school system, unquote. And do you know that it goes back to 1917? Why, 1930. Charles Francis Potter said, education, he's a humanist, by the way, education is thus the most powerful ally of humanism. Every American public school is a school of humanism. What can a theistic Sunday school meeting for an hour, once a week, and teaching only a fraction of the children do? What can it do to stem the tide of the five-day program of humanistic teaching, unquote? You'll find that in Humanism, A New Religion, 1930, Charles Francis Potter. How much more do you need? What do you need? What's it going to take to get you to rise up and take a stand against humanism in your commissioner meetings? The vice mayor gets up in Lake something, Florida, and gives a satanic prayer. Man, set your homesick butt down. You don't give no satanic prayer in here. Somebody see about getting him a new job. They need somebody at the sanitation department. He can work under those that clean up the toilets. But no, they let him come up and say a prayer to Satan in a commissioner's meeting in December 2014. I say he set his homesick butt down and tape him to the chair. I don't see nothing wrong with that. But they didn't do it. About time you take a stand. Or everybody just walk out. See who the Luciferians are. When are y'all going to take a stand? Make something happen. Stop being politically correct. Well, you know, Ashley Montagu spoke to 1,000 home economic teachers in Anaheim, California in the 1970s. She said, quote, the American family structure produces mentally ill children. 1970, Anaheim, California, to 1,000 home economic teachers. Not one said a word. They didn't ban her from coming back. They probably wanted to get her autograph. Okay, education. When I read you about the Humanist Magazine by Don Dunphy, it was a declaration of war, as David Pratt calls it. So your children are under attack in the classroom every single day. Yet many parents don't even know that the war has begun. It started in the 1950s. Actively, that is. It was planned long before that. When parents do show concern, when you all go up and say, you know, I'm concerned about this vaccine. Oh, that's another story. I'm getting to that eventually this week. How they're trying to bring vaccines to your children. That's another way. They're making it difficult now. When parents do show concern for the danger, you're met with denial and ridicule. You're a conspiracy theorist or whatever. That's what they got the police there for, is when it gets out of hand. Police aren't there to stop terrorism. Terrorism isn't planned by individuals, it's planned by the system. To justify putting police there. Sandy Hook was a false flag. To justify putting police to protect the school from you as parents. So when you get aggressive about it, you're on private property. Same thing in England. It's all happening over there, too. They had the France thing going on. That's a justified clamping down. They all have it. Sometimes I feel like I'm spitting in the wind, and I don't know. But if somebody don't say something, then nothing's going to get done, and you got to expose all these things one way or another. But you know, despite the denials, the evidence that humanism is indeed the predominant philosophy of modern public education, humanist ethic in a humanist book says, quote, "A large majority of the educators of America and the Western world are humanist in their outlook. The faculties of American colleges and universities are predominantly humanist, and the majority of the teachers who go out from their studies in the colleges to responsibilities in primary and secondary schools are basically humanist. No matter that many maintain a normal attachment to church or synagogue for good personal or social practical reasons." Unquote. See, John Dewey, the greatest influence on American modern education, was an endorser and creator of the Humanist Manifesto. Oh, man. Talking about a fox in the hen house. Did you know, y'all sitting down, y'all colonists over there, you colonists that think you're free, England still controls you. You know that, right? We are a colony of England today. Yeah, we are. 33 of the 58 original signers of the Secular Humanist Declaration were educators. Out. And a large number of the signers of the Declaration of Independence, brought to us by the Vatican, by the way, and the Illuminati gave us the Declaration of Independence under the guise of freedom. It wasn't about freedom-loving Americans. It was under the idea of freedom to galvanize us into a war by design to put us under bondage. And it worked perfectly. Like this Magna Carta, same thing. French Revolution, same thing. Declaration of Independence, same thing. Atlantic Charter, same thing. It's all the same. It's a fake freedom. Then you educate them through the Humanist Manifesto. Aspen Institute for Humanistic Studies is a member of Tavistock, behavioral think tank in England. Well, Shirley Hufsettler, first secretary of the U.S. Department of Education, was on the board of directors of the Aspen Institute for Humanistic Studies, a member of Tavistock. Was the first secretary of the U.S. Department of Education. The views of educators and those of the American public, very interesting statistics. A study was made, and the view was from the public at large, and educators. And a couple of the points were asked. Homosexuality is immoral. Well, public said 71%. Yeah. Educators, 30%. Abortion is immoral. Public said 65%. Yeah. Educators, 26%. Ooh. Smoking marijuana is immoral. It kind of medicates you, you know. This thing about cancer, oh, baloney. Smoking marijuana is immoral. Public says 57%, yeah. Educators, 30%. Premarital sex is immoral. Public, 40% said yes. Educators, 27%. Divorce should be harder to get. Public, 52% said yeah. Educators, 19%. God loves me. Public, 73%. Yeah. Educators, 40%. As values in the 80s. See, they check these things each 10-year generation through education. That's why they name them the quiet generation, baby boomer generation, X, Y, Z, millennial. That's why they name them. They're on a board. They have it. What are we going to do to this generation? This. Okay. Then what's it going to affect this one? That. That's how they do it. Isn't that amazing? The study, several doctrines of humanism, for each doctrine, the humanist view was quoting official statements of American Humanist Association. Evolution is taught in schools as a fact, sneaky-like. A humanist doctrine goes like this, quote, taught in your schools. We find the traditional views of existence of God either are meaningless, have not yet been demonstrated to be true, or tyrannically exploitive. Secular humanists may be agnostics, atheists, rationalists, or skeptics, but they find insufficient evidence for the claim that some divine purpose exists for the universe. They reject the idea that God has intervened miraculously in history or revealed himself to a chosen few, or they can save or redeem sinners. They believe that men and women are free and responsible for their own destinies, and that they cannot look towards some transcendent being for salvation. We reject the divinity of Jesus, divine mission of Moses. We do not accept as true the literal interpretation of the Old and New Testaments. We found no convincing evidence that there's a separate soul that survives death. Unquote. So in the public school teachings, it's known widely that the Bible, God, prayer has been banned from the public schools. Now you see it every day. That's what they're trying to do. One by one by one. And this is pervading even up to today. Now, in Indiana, at one time, there were 7 texts approved for use in public high school biology classes. So on the average, they devote 46 pages to evolution and 0 to creation. Some mention creation, but say it's a religion and not science, so they ignore it. I got some typical quotes that I've found from other researchers. But it's all against any religious teachings. So education is locked in on your kids today inextricably. Which brings me to the typical approach of values clarification, humanism, and morals education in public schools. They're given an exercise involving a questionnaire, role playing, or class discussion. The exercise involves controversial moral or personal issues that you probably don't even know about. So unusual hypothetical situations are given and invented that make it appear that absolute values are unworkable or fanatical, and issues may be highly personal or private or even embarrassing to some students. In one case, they had the 12-year-olds dress like women, dress like girls. I found recently an example of how things are changing. Watch this. Well, you can't watch it, can you? I have to tell you. Is there any reason, any question as to an article that came out January the 28th, 2015, January 28th? What's really behind college rape cultures now? Now do you see? Now do you understand why the teenagers today don't see a problem with rape? There is the reason. It is your secular, humanistic teaching going on in your colleges, in your high schools. That's what's behind it. Are they going to tell you in these articles? Heck no. They're not going to tell you. They're too cowardly, that's why. There was, let's see if I can find the articles. I got a list of them here. Oh, yeah. In school, watch this. Mm, boy. New York assemblywoman to ban children from gun shows. She knows what's best for your kids. See, they're already starting. It's about controlling your children. This is recent. New York assemblywoman to ban children from gun shows. Now, that'd be shown all over the country. So she does it, others are going to do it. A dad's plea to the school to ban unvaccinated kids to save my son's life. There's a problem. The vaccines are killing people. I got dozens of reports where the vaccines are killing people, killing children. And the HPV vaccine, for example, given to your children, probably behind your back, sterilizes your daughter. Evidence for that, and it's killing them. 144 plus have died. France, India, Spain have stopped it. How come we're still doing it? It's killing them. It's making them permanently injured the rest of their lives. And yet we still do it. They're trying to sterilize. I know that sounds crazy, but the evidence is there. And I found another article. See, so this dad's plea to school, this is bogus, is ban unvaccinated kids to save my son's life. See? And he's probably doing that. But he's bogus. He's paid to do this. So it gets put out in an article. The article gets put out in the United States. And other people get the idea. And they start telling the other schools, yeah, unvaccinated kids, you can get around my kid. Well, I read about this dad back. You see how it works? That's how it works. And then I found another article in the same time period this past week. Washington state authorities threatened to kidnap the children if the entire family doesn't get the flu shot. Man, they want you to get that flu shot and die so bad they can taste it. It's got those nanobots inside of them, too. It's got, I got all kinds of reports on them. Formaldehyde, they got the mercury family. That's what the vaccines are for, is to kill, to injure. Uh-oh. And then here comes this one. USA Today columnist calls for arrest and imprisonment for vaccine skeptics. Mom, lock the door. Yeah, well, you got my point. That's what it says. I found all these articles, boom, 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 right after the other. All pointing in one direction. They want you to take that vaccine. That vaccine is bad news. Now, I tell you, these rascals, where's Elmer Fudd when you need him? Dress them up like rabbits and throw them a carrot. You know, the education system and the media are controlled by the corrupt. That's it. About time to go back at them. What can I do? A lot. You go where they are. You go to their meetings. Become educated. Raise your hand and make problems. Bring up questions. Bring up issues. Make sure you got some people on your side there. Make your calls before you go to the meeting. There's ways to do it. United Nations, WHO, UNICEF, all engaged in vaccination genocide, unquote. Family, I'm trying to load you down with the truth. The target is moving toward your children, whether it's ADHD, drugs, depression, any other supposed condition. Children are too often being drugged and damaged by medications their doctors give them. When it comes to psychiatric behavioral issues, it's appropriate first response, feeding a child a lab-manufactured drug. Is that the first one? They say it is. Well, how about this? Maybe this will get your attention. Sometimes I got ways of getting people's attention. Let's try this little point right here and see what happens. Let's see, where are we? And this is today's show. All right. If I can find what I'm looking for. See, I was supposed to be talking. When was it? It was the 27th, right? 28th, 29th, 27th. And I had something set up for you then. And let's see if I can find it now. Bear with me just a second. What I want you to understand is the impact of these drugs on your children is massive. There was a mass sterilization exercise in Kenya, and the doctors there found anti-fertility agent in the UN tetanus vaccines. They discovered it. You see. So it's not just the United States at all. It's worldwide. It's being used worldwide. Okay, well, it's... I'm having a difficult time finding what I'm looking for here all of a sudden. 1 second. So yesterday was the 28th, and I missed the program then. All right. What I want to show you is what happens when children take these drugs. And I've played this before on more than one occasion. A couple of points. A couple of issues. And right now I'm having a little bit of trouble finding that particular recording that I'm looking for. But in the meantime, we're going to play this one that I've played many times before, and you got to hear it. So I have some folks listening today that on the drugs, the ADHD drugs, which are just numerous, being given to your children, and if parents don't give it to them, the CPS says, now, you're not a good parent. So they got them both ways. And that's how they work it. That's where CPS. That's why Nancy Schaefer was going after them. Bingo. All right, here we go. You see, 20 million children are currently taking psychiatric drugs, documented by International Drug Regulatory Agency. 20 million children cause heart attacks, strokes, mania, violence, psychosis, sudden death, suicide. Families who never warned of the risk and suffered tremendous losses.
Hello, I'm Candace Downey.
Candace was one of those very special children. She was a child that everybody loved.
She'd make you laugh because she'd come in her crazy outfits and like fake eyelashes. Oh, yeah. I'd always put on music while I was getting ready for bed, and she used to knock on my wall, because her room's right over there. She'd knock on the wall and tell me to be quiet, and just little things like that.
She would get to school, and she would basically freeze and just not be able to give the information that she knew. When I went to the pediatrician, he said, if you're continuing to be concerned, then go to a child psychiatrist. When I took her to the psychiatrist, he immediately placed her on a sample packet of Zoloft from his office. And I was not happy about placing her on medication. However, while we were sitting there, I read a pamphlet about Zoloft, and it said, oh, your child will be happy and everything will be all better. And there was not one risk listed in this pamphlet. About 6 months later, when she was getting ready to start seventh grade, he explained to me, well, she's going to be more nervous and more anxious, and I really think we need to double it. I didn't want to, and he said, what are you worried about? Kids take 1 to 200 milligrams a day without any problem at all. There's no risk. My husband and daughter were both home the day that she died. I had gone out to have lunch with a friend, but when I left, Candace was curled up in her father's arms and they were laughing, watching Animal Planet. I had no way of knowing that was the last time I'd see her alive. But I went up to her room and I opened the door and she was hanging from the valance of her bed with her knees drawn up. And the first thing I said to my husband is, they've killed her.
12-year-old girls just don't kill themselves.
We interviewed 6 families from across the country, and the one thing we found common with all these families was that they were never told the side effects of these drugs. They were never told that an antidepressant can cause suicide. Caroline Downey narrated this film as a legacy to Candace and as a warning to others.
Just 8 months after my sister died, my parents spoke before the FDA about the dangers of antidepressant drugs. It was then I knew we weren't alone. It was then I knew there were stories to be told.
My child deserved to live. I deserved to have my child. My daughter deserved to have a sibling instead of being an only child. No one deserves to go through what I've gone through. I'm really angry because this never had to happen, and nothing I do can bring my daughter back. But I'll be damned if I stand by and watch other children die, and I will do whatever it takes. I will go wherever I need to go. I will speak out wherever I can to tell people, don't be fooled.
The blood of these children is on your hands.
There was nothing that would ever lead me to understand the risks that have been associated over and over again with this particular medication.
Well, I'm here to tell you, everyone that I have met that has had a child die in this way is an educated, articulate person who had only the best interests of their child at heart. And as I said at the hearings on Monday, September 13th, our children's blood is on their hands.
And I have spent so much time, so many hours working with so many organizations to try and get the word out.
Following the testimonies of so many families along with concerned medical professionals, the FDA was forced to bring about historical changes. On October 16, 2004, the FDA issued black box warnings, the strongest warnings that can be issued, commanding drug companies clearly state antidepressant drugs can cause suicidal thoughts and actual suicide in children and teenagers.
People were more aware, much more aware. I have spoken out so much that I have parents now call me and tell me because of Candace their children are alive, or because of Candace they knew what to look for and remove their children from medications. I think she would say, Mommy, I'm really proud of you because you're helping other people. And even in death, Candace continues to help other people and to love other people and help them get through things.
Does it take a death of a child to get someone up and running? Did her? She didn't know. But once you hear it, what you going to do about it? You going to wait until the last minute? Or start helping them and stopping it before it gets started? These psychiatrists aren't to blame. They're nothing but cowards. They do what they're told to do. Oh, they're responsible, but they're not the orchestrators. It's the schools. It's the Luciferian governments throughout the world, not just the United States. It's the secret societies. If you're in the Eastern Star, get out. If you're a Freemason, get out. And turn against them. Renounce the blood oath. If you're a Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholar, get out of there. Because you are responsible. Because you've taken the blood oath to lie. And going to church won't do a thing for you. But dig your hole deeper until you renounce that blood oath. And then start telling on the Freemasons. Start telling on the Knights of Malta. Start telling on the secret societies who kowtow to the Luciferian governments. Who kowtow to the Illuminati who are based on Luciferian agenda of humanism. Cut it off at its knees. Well, I'm not done.
This is 911. Who is this? Where is your sister? What is she trying to do? Take pills?
What?
Is she
no,
trying
my
to...
dad's home now.
Hold on, tell me.
Our beautiful little girl, Candace, died by hanging 4 days after ingesting 100 milligrams of Zoloft.
Matt violently and with great difficulty took his own life.
She ended the night by cutting her wrist.
I found Jacob hanging from the rafter in our attic.
It wasn't the disease that caused my daughter to viciously mutilate herself. It was the drug.
These parents believe the drug companies had evidence there was a risk, but never told them.
I'd like to introduce you to my daughter, Caitlin Elizabeth McIntosh. Well, it's actually only a two-dimensional image of her, but it's all I have left. She died of suicide at age 12 years, 3 months, just 8 weeks after being put on Paxil and then Zoloft.
Our daughter Julie had been excited about college and had scored 1,300 in her SATs several weeks before her death. Instead of picking out colleges with our daughter, my wife and I had to pick out a cemetery plot for her. Instead of looking forward to visiting Julie at school, we now visit her grave.
On September 9, 2001, in a state of confusion and hopelessness, I put a .38 Special Smith & Wesson revolver under my chin and pulled the trigger.
I went from being a shy and mildly depressed but never suicidal kid to being overcome with thoughts of hurting and killing myself while on the SSRI drugs, thoughts which I acted on.
He told me, I cannot stand the way this drug makes me feel. 2 days later, he committed suicide.
How do you erase the picture of your child trying to run in front of a moving car?
Would you people put your children on this drug? Would you take it yourselves?
A lot of the
people who spoke this morning, the picture that was presented of their child or someone they knew was not someone who was very, very ill. It was someone who had relatively minor type findings, who were put on these drugs with terrible consequences.
Dr. David Healy is a world-renowned expert on antidepressant drugs, and he joins me in the studio. Thanks for coming in.
Hi. Thank you very much for having me. I actually use drugs to treat people who've got problems with their nerves. I used them when they came out first, and I use them still. And GPs prescribe them in good faith, because they think these things are
what
really harmless.
Yes.
When, in actual fact, they aren't.
I think what's happening is we're not just picking up people who were ill and need to be treated. We've gone way, way beyond that and are actually making people ill.
I want to ask the question of what kind of society have we become when increasingly it seems pharmaceutical companies can get drugs on the market which haven't been shown to work and which have been claimed to be safe and effective when they aren't.
Oh, this is about money. This is not about science.
The pharmaceutical industry has systematically misled physicians and patients.
The bottom line, we don't really know what these drugs are doing in real live human beings. When you look at all of the documents, you see a pattern of misleading doctors who then unwittingly mislead patients. This is a betrayal of the public trust in physicians behind the scenes by the industry, and it must stop.
Harvard psychiatrist Joseph Glenn Mullen consults for lawyers suing antidepressant manufacturers. He prescribes these drugs to patients, but says he closely monitors them because he's seen extreme and dangerous reactions in some patients.
People who were not suicidal before I put them on the drug, who very clearly became agitated, sleepless, restlessness, and completely preoccupied with suicidal thoughts. And when I took them off the drug, it went away.
2 years ago, 16-year-old Corey Badsgard took a rifle to his high school and held 23 classmates hostage.
Describe around that time how you were feeling.
In the morning, I didn't feel like going to school. I felt sick, didn't feel like really, you know, like I could get up very well. And so I went back to bed, and next thing I remember, I'm in juvie at in detention center where I used to live.
And no doubt that the medication did this. I mean, he had amnesia, you know, hallucinations earlier. Abnormal dreams, which are all side effects of the medication.
That morning, Corey was on a mix of antidepressants prescribed for what doctors called situational depression. His father says the pills turned Corey from a sensitive teenage boy to a volatile marauder, susceptible to blind rage.
He was never a violent kid. I mean, he's always been a good kid, loved us, hugged us all. You know, he's never watched violent videos, and until medication, he started, you know, after that, then we realized that he was having aggression problems and, you know, it was out of character.
At Fox News, we found the Badsgard story with antidepressants compelling, so we investigated further. We found a disturbing number of recent school shooters were either on medication or were experiencing withdrawal. The list includes 15-year-old Kip Kinkle withdrawing from Prozac when he shot 22 classmates, killing two, after murdering his mother and stepfather at his home in Springfield, Oregon. 18-year-old Jason Hoffman on Effexor and Celexa when he opened fire at his California high school, wounding five. 15-year-old Sean Cooper on a mix of antidepressants when he shot students in Idaho. 15-year-old T.J. Solomon, also on a mix of antidepressants, when he aimed his shotgun at classmates in Conyers, Georgia, wounding six. And 17-year-old Eric Harris, on Luvox, when he and partner Dylan Klebold killed 12 classmates and a teacher in the bloodiest school massacre yet, Columbine.
One of the things that in the past we have known about depression is that it very, very rarely leads to violence. It's only been since the advent of these new SSRI drugs that we have murderers, sometimes even mass murderers, taking antidepressant drugs.
What's going to happen to you when some months or some years up the road you actually try to halt this drug?
You have the sudden electrical
jolts.
Electric shock sensation.
I couldn't walk.
Incredibly fatigued.
I could hardly talk.
I used to get the shakes.
Pins and needles.
Extreme vertigo.
Violent dizzy spells.
I fainted a couple of times.
Chest pains.
I couldn't sleep.
Stomach spasms.
Migraine headaches.
The nervousness.
Racing thoughts.
Anxiety attacks.
Heightened emotional sensitivity.
Crying spells.
I was very angry.
I was in actual physical pain from these zaps. I mean, they just go through your whole body, and it's not only the zaps and getting sick. It just feels like all the panic attacks that you've missed from taking the drug are now bottling out of you like at an uncontrollable rate.
Doctors are told, oh, Argos don't cause withdrawal. They cause something called discontinuation syndrome, but that's transient and mild. Don't worry about it too much.
Physicians miss that ultimately they're the consumers. But there's this weird market here because I consume by putting pills in your mouth. And you're the one who's going to have to suffer the consequences of things if they go wrong.
What's it going to take? Someone do the research. Get away from TV. Solitary. Start making something happen. You got to get a power base. Other parents that may be concerned before you go to the meetings. So if there's someone says, oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. Up goes another hand. Uh-oh, there goes another one. There goes another one. There goes another one. They can't put you all out. And you have your work together. You have your own little meeting before the meeting. And you make something happen. They got us conditioned. Oh, you're a conspiracy theorist. You don't know what you're talking about. But they won't look at the evidence. Now who's the one insane? Be able to say to them, do you want to see the evidence? Then they'll have to say, no, I don't want to see the evidence. They'll have to admit it. Or you want to wait till your child dies. I don't know. It's up to you. And the teaching. Don't you have parent-teacher meetings or something like that? Well, you can't go to them and just sit there and just hope it gets over and let's go to the buffet. Or you have a special program coming on. Let's get through this thing. But if you go there, after you've talked to your kid, and ask him certain questions about what he's seen, what he did at school today. And you have an agenda in mind. Don't let him know that. You have an agenda in your mind of finding out exactly what he was taught. And then when you find out, you call up a couple other parents that's going to go to the same meeting. Even have coffee come over. Coffee cake too, whatever. And you discuss it before you go to the meeting. So when you go there, you got 4, 5, 6 other parents that's interested like you are. You got a power base. Ask them about the movies they've seen. In school. Films, they show them. Kept a journal or a diary. They have it keeping the diaries, maybe? Have you written your own obituary? What's a kid writing an obituary for? Have these teachers lost their minds? Well, I guess it answers the question there. Humanist, have you any classes dealing with transcendental meditation, TM, or witchcraft, Wicca? Do you role play? Have you ever role played in your class? What character did they assign you? You see, you find out what's going on. And ask them about magic circles. Have they asked you to discuss your family life in school? In comes CPS. Knock, knock, knock on your door. Have they discussed with you abortion or alternate lifestyles or sex? In school, it's age 4 or 5 or 6. Oh, yeah. They ask you about your feelings and express them. Have they ever discussed this thing called a one world government or world government or something like that? Global government? You ever heard that before? Ask them about the books they've been asked to read, like Pigman, or well, in our days it was a pig farm. What's it called? Forgot. Lord of the Flies and Pig Farm or something like that. Do you think the government owes you a job? Owe you a job? Does the government owe you a job? Do you discuss that in civics? Has Planned Parenthood come to speak to your class at all, a specialist? You ever heard of Planned Parenthood? Yes. Well, have they ever come to talk to you? You ever been taken to a clinic on a field study? Do the teachers ask you to make decisions about what's right or wrong in certain situations? You've had the teacher read you your rights. Do they ever talk to you about how to control the population? You know, little questions like that will lead you to some kind of study or some kind of knowledge. Then you go back to school, Animal Farm. Yeah, Animal Farm. We read that when I was a kid. Had no idea. See, well, you don't know what it's for. You just read it. Oh, interesting book. Need a book report done and come next. Well, it's teaching you subliminally to accept certain values under fictional storylines. See, your subconscious don't know the difference. Your subconscious takes everything you say as truth. Your subconscious is like a child. Oh, by the way, this regret, digress back a little bit. Taking the drugs opens up mind to this humanistic training. And they can't tell the real from belief, fantasy. It becomes their truth. A lie told over and over and over becomes a truth fairly quickly. I've already proven that this goes back to 1930s, actually 1917. We have been deceived all along. Everything is backwards. Taught the right things at the very beginning, and then in the 1950s, okay, it's time to switch tracks. Ready? All right, launch it. Rock and roll. Drugs. Paid off the war demonstrators. Told what to tell the vets as they come off the train and the plane by design. Which then increased the level of post-traumatic stress. Now it's pumping full of drugs. They already got family. Did you know? Oh, man. I'm not going to blow it here, but... In Vietnam, they produced Agent Orange with one specific purpose. For the veterans going over there, over and over and over, to give them cancer by design. That was the purpose of Agent Orange. I have testimony, well, actual vet telling me, that was involved, two actually, that when they were out in the field for field showers, they took the barrels that brought in the Agent Orange and put holes in them, and that became the shower head. And the Joint Chief of Staff and your so-called commanders are Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, they know this. So if you're a four-star general with a Medal of Honor, a four-star general, three-star general, two, one, a colonel, whatever, with a Bronze Star, Silver Star, Navy Cross, I spit on it. Because you're a member of an organization that's bent on destruction of the very country you served. And the death of the children is all in your hands because you don't have the guts to renounce it, expose it for what it really is. If it's doing this to children, ADHD drugs, antidepressants, and the vets come back, only from Vietnam back in the day, but from Iraq and Afghanistan, having to deal with what they've seen over there by design, being taught one thing in boot camp and then doing something different, like killing kids, which you kind of have to do in a way because the kids are taught to kill you by design, as our intelligence agencies work with the Islamic fundamentalists. I know that for an absolute fact. CIA, ISI, Iranian intelligence, Saudi intelligence, Turkish intelligence worked with the Mujahideen and brought 10,000 of them from Afghanistan into the Balkans. We moved the jihad into the Balkans. We did, with all the other Islamic intelligence agencies working together to target the Serbian Orthodox Christians. That was the purpose of it. Hitler tried it. We continued it. That's exactly what happened. Milosevic, Serbian, was a Freemason. He was trained at the State Department. He's working with them. His Red Berets did some killings to justify it. Then they passed that word on to the Albanian Islamists, which were lukewarm Islam, lukewarm Muslim. The Albanian culture wanted a homeland, and they promised them Kosovo. This is part of what it's all about, is finding that need. Well, children is the beginning. Their target is the year 2025. So is there any doubt about the ADH drugs given to children causing all this, and then the education being humanistic, and the drugs given to veterans? Is there any question as to why there's 22 to 26 suicides of our veterans every day? And you don't, yeah, that's right. And you don't think the Joint Chief of Staff don't know it? Oh, they're part of it. You liars. So the children, when they're getting educated, you secret society members up there, your kids are being targeted too. Did you know that? Oh. So while you're doing the job for the secret societies, they're messing up your kid's mind, getting them ready for 2025. That's our deadline. ADHD drugs are no learning tool. It's called kiddie cocaine. ADHD drugs, Ritalin, Adderall, Rawl, whatever, Adderall, they've been called kiddie cocaine because the drugs produce same effects as cocaine. So finally, you have research that proves that just like cocaine doesn't make a genius, prescription psychiatric drugs prescribed to treat ADHD don't make children smart. It doesn't calm them down. It causes them to be depressed. They're calming down into the same thing. Then they feed them through a Coca-Cola's and Dr. Pepper's that's got tons of sugar in it. And what do you think that's going to do to a kid? And then the teaching is boring as all Dickens. What's a kid going to do that's real smart and it's boring? What's he going to do? He's going to find something to do. And ain't going to be learning because he already knows it. Going to get active, isn't he? 7, 8, 9, 10, 12-year-old. Oh, he's a little too active. Let's pop some drugs in him. And here we go. This is by design. That's why Freemasons control the police departments. Freemasons control the schools. Freemasons infiltrate into the council commissioners' meetings. Luciferians do the same to keep a watch over their agenda to spread secular humanism. Any questions? There's a recent study done by 4,000 students in Quebec. It spanned about an 11-year period. Now, it compared the academic outcomes of students who had taken ADHD drugs to students who did not. In the study, which was published by the National Bureau of Economic Research, a nonprofit economics research firm, showed that not only did the male students who had taken the mind-altering drugs not perform better than those who had not been drugged out, in fact, the academic performance of those who took the drugs were actually worse. You know, in my day, we had Coca-Cola. And I know in some day when I was in college or high school thereabouts, they changed the formula. And it got tasted a little different. But you still were addicted to it. Yeah, it had cocaine in it. Hello. 1880s, they put cocaine in the Coca-Cola. Coca-Cola, cocaine. Hello. There you go. A little play with words. So when they got everybody addicted to it, peanuts and all in the Coca-Cola, you know, they changed with sugar in it. Loaded down with sugar. A little cheaper than cocaine, you know. And the jingle for Coca-Cola with the cocaine in it was, it relieves fatigue. Focus on that two words. Release fatigue. It doesn't make you tired. In fact, it cranks up your metabolism and makes you hyper. Well, sugar in a kid, it does too. It's a lot cheaper than cocaine. But your mama did it. Your daddy did it. You're doing it. I see families in the, oh man, food line. They got push buggies full, stock full of Dr. Peppers, and they're not going to a party. It's there for the whole kids to drink for breakfast, to supper, dinner, whatever. It's loaded with sugar, man. Ever done diabetes? Ever heard of diabetes at all? Uh-huh. Well, they got that fixed. They got something called an energy drink. Now, right now, while we're talking, you want to get adventurous and actually do something called, what's that word? Research. Oh, research. If you want to do some research, look up energy drinks and how many deaths is caused by energy drinks. Uh-huh. ADHD drugs. I'm going to tell you the other part about it you're not going to like. And if you're atheist, I don't know what to tell you. But I'm going to tell you the truth here. The drugs, marijuana, LSD, cocaine, bath salts, this new drug that causes the user to strip down his clothes and get naked and start eating on somebody, literally, and you have to kill him, you know. Bath salts, yeah. That drug down in Florida has a little effect. Each drug has a certain effect, don't it? Yeah, it has a certain effect, of course. All of them. And the CIA uses it on the military as guinea pigs. Because we're under control. I never did it as I know of. Not voluntarily, anyway. Well, here's the alchemy of it. The reality of it. I don't care what drug it is. That drug, making it different, whether it's a compound or otherwise, has a frequency vibration to it. It has a frequency. Everything you eat, drink, smell, touch, whatever, feel, everything's got a frequency vibration of molecules and atoms and all that. What does that mean? Well, so does the demonic activity. So does the demons. Have a certain, the little spiritual beings that are real. That's where philosophy comes in. And religion. People don't believe in demons. Well, they're existing. They're little specks of energy. Demons are real. Fallen angels are real. God is real. Satan is real. The supernatural world is real. Well, they got frequency vibration for each of the drugs. So when you take the drug, Zoloft, whatever, it allows a demonic entity to come in. Just like that Ouija board. The Ouija board, it works. The symbols, the whatever, draws the demonic entities to that realm in your house. Literally, in your house. As a matter of fact, your kids have a secret playmate, don't they? Imagine that. You think they just made it up? No. The demon talks to your kids supernaturally because they've opened up the portal. Now, you open up that portal with that stupid Ouija board, pink or otherwise, or polka dot, it don't matter, it's still evil, and you pop them full of ADHD drugs, you will have, no doubt about it, a changed child. And that changed child could go either way. Wicca, suicide, or killing somebody. And they start with kitty cats or dogs, animals, and they love to pull the wings off of flies. When they get little ways of cruelty, you better pay attention, because it's going to get more, because they get older and they get more dangerous. And pulling little wings off of flies and hurting little kitty cats gets kind of old and boring. You got my point? When you got kitty cocaine, y'all better pay attention to what I'm telling you. And do a whole lot of praying. And get with Jesus Christ, and he'll open your eyes. Otherwise, you're going to be blind. Your responsibility to take care of your family. Did I when I was married? No. I was lost too. Lost as lost could be. I didn't know. I should have known, but I didn't pay attention. So I have to admit my faults before I tell anything about anybody else. And that I will do. I'll do whatever it takes to get across to people what the truth is. You better listen what I'm telling you. And then, I don't want you to believe what I'm telling you. I want you to challenge everything I say. Challenge it, man. Go after it. Because family, your family and your children and friends and those around you are more important. Jesus will get you through to it. It's the only way. There is no other way. None. And the way they get away from that is through education. Starting at 5 years old. The Drug Enforcement Administration had succinctly described kitty cocaine, and according to the DEA, Ritalin and amphetamine Adderall produced discriminative stimulus effects similar to cocaine. Imagine that. Substitute for each other and for cocaine in a number of paradigms, chronic high-dose administration of either drug and animals produce psychomotor stimulant toxicity, including weight loss, stereotypic movements, and death. Clinical studies, they produce behavioral, psychological, subjective, and reinforcing effects similar to cocaine. They call it coke for nothing. Back in the 1880s, put fluorine in water, year 1900. Fluoride, if you eat the toothpaste of fluoride, call your doctor. But then they put it in your water. Huh. That's kind of odd, isn't it? Why do you think you pray before meals? You think it's only to give thanks? No, it's to live through it. You think I'm being exaggerated? No, I'm not at all. It's cumulative, the effects of these drugs. Cumulative. And they know it. This is the problem. It's not accidental. It's by design. Now, if this is too much for you today, I can't help that. Because the planning is amazing, what they've done. But I'll give you some ideas today that can help you set up for your next PTA meeting. Start poking them, man. But you got to have a group behind you that's going to be there too with you. You understand? Not just two, but others with you that are on your side, because they're going to come after you. Risperdal, Metadol, Floridol, Chlordine, Trazolone, sleeping. They give you drugs to make you hyper, they give you a drug to make you sleep. They give you a drug to help with your blood pressure, then they give you a drug to put back the potassium that's taken away. You know. These drugs open up portals for demonic entrance into your body. That's why these children commit suicide. The demon inside leads them to suicidal thoughts. technologically they have today, what's called, look it up while I'm talking or don't, suit yourself, but they have today, veterans, what's called voice-to-skull technology. Walmart uses it in a couple of stores up here in North Carolina. Voice-to-skull is microwave transmission of voices. Today they use it for advertisement. They practice it in, I think, in Stuart, Virginia. They have a Walmart that you step in the aisle, you hear the advertisement on the TV, you step back about 2 feet, you don't hear it no more. And do you think you lose your hearing in 2 feet? No. It's a microwave transmission of voices. It's used in advertisement. Bypass your eardrums. The microwave goes inside your brain, hits directly the center that transmits it into voices. It's synthesizing demonic influence. Voice to skull. V2K is used on our veterans. Now, you don't think it's not used on your children? When I told you about 2 hours ago that when you're born, you're in a hot LZ, family, I was not whistling Dixie. It's truth. Don't take my southern style as being funny. I'm not a comedian. I don't take it funny. It's just my nature, the way I bring things across. I take it dead serious. I just sometimes got an odd way of getting across to people. But nevertheless, I'm trying to stir things up so you'll remember it. Somebody out there is going to make a stand. You know the identical effects of Ritalin, Adderall, cocaine, known as Sirius, of course, even life-threatening adverse effects, reactions to ADHD drugs includes abnormal heart rate and rhythm, depression, hallucinations, homicidal ideation, insomnia, irritability, hostility, mania, psychosis, seizures, stroke, sudden death, to name only a few. And you know, in fact, it's no secret just how serious ADHD drugs are. There's been no less than 31 drug regulatory agencies, warnings issued by 8 countries. And the FDA, Adverse Event Reporting System, whatever it's called, reveals more than 14,000 adverse reactions connected to ADHD drugs between 2004 and 2011. See, when I need the information that I got to give out, God gives to me, sends me in the right place. Yeah, sometimes I'm a little slow in finding it. Sometimes I misfile it. But, heck, I'm just an old Marine, you know. We do what we can, what we got, and we improvise. We still get it done. But I had to put away my Marine Corps training for a while to a certain extent and ask myself, what would Jesus do? A little different than what I've been taught, the way I've been trained. It's a conflict for me. It's one I have to deal with. Some of the things I say on the air, I don't fully agree with. That's my problem. Because I know it's my training. It's my background, so I can stay quiet. And I realize this is the truth. Well, I got to tell you, whether I like it or not. My opinion is not the part here. It's the truth that I find, whether I like it or not. I got to go with it and reach it out to it. Psychiatry sells mental illness and pushes pills that kill. That's what they're for. Freud was a fraud. Not a frog, but a fraud. He absolutely was. So was Socrates and Plato. You heard me right. They were actually, I have it documented, that they were Illuminati. They were avatars. I have it documented in the Illuminati textbook, Signs of Christ, Herabelios, 1977, names them specifically. Freud, how on the other hand, was Illuminati. Gestalt, Maslow, all of them worked for the Illuminati. Now it makes sense. Edward Bernays, I call him Edward Mayonnaise, was a nephew of Sigmund Freud. One evil individual. And family, we're at the end of the program, and I got more to say. Tonight, Bible study, 8 to 9. Tomorrow, hit the ground running again. And I want to remind you all that I will continue on with this discussion tomorrow. As we're talking about today, with more evidence, lay it down to you. I want to remind you that highportradio.net, highportradio.net, plays my broadcast and Bible studies, randomly, of course, on his network up in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. John Herkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R, and he's got his sponsors on his website, and the sponsors are in New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. And if you live in those areas, to use those sponsors, give him a hand. For me, he plays my broadcast and my Bible studies. Website is watchforforjesus.com. And my Facebook is watchforforjesus. And we're at the end of the program. Now, more to say, but I'll do it tomorrow. Hope I got across to some people today, because it's very important. Don't wait till you have to go in front of people. Do it before your child dies or gets mind altered by these humanistic schools they got out there today. Well, family, Jesus Christ has won already at the cross of Calvary. This is the bottom line. It's a supernatural war that you're in. Whether you like it or not, it is supernatural. And it's coming to a head. And the supernatural is going to raise its ugly head for the public not too far down the road. I talk about this in my Bible studies, the end times events and what to look for. Tonight we'll talk about end times events, what's already happened, what needs to happen. And we'll discuss some of those issues tonight, 8 to 9. Tomorrow, 4 to 6, we'll cover continuation of education and where we lead to tomorrow. Thank you all for coming by. And I'm your watchman, Thomas Gamble. You're welcome. Signing off for tonight. I'll see you all tomorrow or tonight if you're going for Bible study, 8 to 9, and tomorrow, 4 to 6, my broadcast. Have a good night. God bless you all. Signing off.
Disappeared in sweet release. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.
I am with you every day to the end.